Unit 5. Let our kids find their own oil.
Washington. The argument that President Carter gives for energy conservation is that if we keep using up the petroleum reserves we have now, there won't be any left for our children. It's probably strong logic with many people, but Clemstone, my gas-guzzling friend, isn't buying it. Let the kids find their own oil, he said after the president's address on television. How can you say that? We found it, didn't we? We dug in the ground and we brought the stuff up with our own hands. Why should we give the kids our oil on a silver platter? We have to think of future generations who may suffer because of our waste and abuse. Why? Clemstone asked me. Because, I said weakly. Look, do you think they'll appreciate the oil and gas if we just leave it to them? I know kids. The only things that have any meaning for them are those they worked for themselves. What we should say to them is, we're using up whatever petroleum we found in the ground. You want some for yourselves? Go out and find it. That's the kind of challenge that will grab them. But you can't use up all our reserves in one generation. Sure we can. It's our oil and gas. Why should we freeze so some rotten kids can have gas to fool around in their cars 20 years from today? There's something wrong with your argument, I told Clemstone. But I can't put my finger on it.